Hi, I'm Mark Vincent, and you're listening to 5 minutes on Psalm 29. This is a fantastic psalm, full of bombast as it celebrates the greatness of God in creation, his absolute power over the various domains of the environment, the natural world, and as it encourages us to make our response to his greatness. The psalm's in three parts. There's a top and a tail, which create a nice contrast with one another. And then there's the main section in the middle that's kind of the unique bit of the psalm. But let's start with the beginning and the end, and then we'll get to the middle section in a second. So it begins with four lines about what we should give to God. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So four imperatives there, give, 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 worship, and four occurrences of God's special covenant name, the Lord or Yahweh. That's what we should give to him because of his greatness, our worship and our praise. The psalm ends with God as the subject. The Lord sits upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. So we're told what to give him, praise and worship, at the beginning of the psalm. But the psalm ends by him giving something to us, by him giving strength to his people, and by him, the Lord, blessing his people with peace. So another four occurrences of the Lord or Yahweh, and four statements about God, including what he gives to us and blesses us with. So that brings us to the middle section, which, as I say, is the really unique and most notable feature of this psalm. And it's unique because seven times you have the repetition of this phrase, the voice of the Lord. Here's just a couple of them. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. So it's all about the greatness of God, his absolute power in nature, his control of the elements of fire, of water, of forest, of wilderness. God's in charge of all that. But then the imagery changes and becomes much more intimate. It's not just that God is powerful in that sense. Some of the imagery that's used is quite playful. He makes the cedars skip like a calf, it says. Lebanon and Syrian skip like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds calve. So it's not like God is, you know, pictured as this like huge giant unaware of his own strength, you know, so strong that sort of sweeping things accidentally into oblivion. Not at all. That big imagery is used of God's power, but also this imagery of God's tenderness and care, and even these playful pictures of God with the things that he's created. There's a nice contrast as well at the end of that whole section about the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds calve and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. So all that is going on in creation. God's upholding it and sustaining it by his power. And inside God's temple now, in a much more intimate setting, human beings are using their brains and rationally having observed God's power and wonder in creation. They're speaking of his glory. And of course, that's exactly what they should be doing. It's a great picture. There's another contrast at the end of the psalm that I think is really nice. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the psalm says in the second to last line. So it's not just that God has all of this strength and that he in some way keeps it all to himself or uses it to dominate and threaten other people. The Lord actually shares it. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. There's been all that noise in the psalm, the voice of the Lord thundering, the voice of the Lord upon the waters. But the psalm ends with God giving strength and giving stability and giving peace to the people that he loves.